Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
DMX passed away, 50 years old today. Been in the hospital for several days. Rest in peace, DMX. That dude, I always say that I love performers that can control an audience, that can control a room, that can, just with their presence, their voice, their storytelling, they take it over. Like, that to me is a real talent. DMX, any interview you ever seen him in, every concert performance, like, that dude controlled the room.
Yeah.
So, what a performer.
He's one. When my kids, you know, my 9 and 8 now, I can't, 8 months for sure. But when my kids get older, I'm gonna get Biggie, I'm Tupac, and X is gonna be on the list of people I need to introduce my children to musically. Yes.
Yep. No doubt. 4 o'clock hour here on Hockman and Crowder, brought to you by Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenient. I'll give you the code word for this hour. Maybe you could win $1,000. The word this hour is wild. Wild. We're giving away Joe's Dough. If you listen to us on 560, if you listen to us on 790, it's Leroy's Loot. And the word this hour is wild. And you can text wild to 72881. At Miami Sports Grill was wild back in the day. Text wild to 72881. You could win $1,000. Again, it's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Sponsored by Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. Text the word WILD to 72881. This hour, we are going to play parts of, just the story part, of an interview we did with John Congemi last November when they played the 2020 Masters very late in the year, because they had obviously skipped it in April, the beginning of the pandemic. But John Congemi, we had a great story from Gino Toretta telling us that Congemi hit a hole in one at Augusta. And so we brought Congemi on to tell the story, and it's fascinating. And as I'm sitting here watching the Masters, and a lot of people will be watching it this weekend, it's a great story. So I am going to get to that this hour without question. Where did you hit your hole in one? Was it like Gainesville or something?
No, it was Coral Springs, one of those courses up there. It was so long ago.
I didn't know they had putt-putt in Coral Springs.
Get the hell out of here. Putt-putt, nothing. 180, 181, baby, at night with a fluorescent ball. I you know the story.
What's the story? Go ahead. What's the story of your hole in one? It really is. It's an amazing athletic accomplishment.
It was the first, and listen, I can see you smiling right now, even though I can't see you, because that's why you told me to tell the story.
I'm picturing a clown, like Krusty the Clown, on this little putt-putt golf course, and you maintaining all these years you hit a hole-in-one.
It was a legit golf course up in Coral Springs. Jeff Darlington actually invited me to go golf with him. Because his, you know, a charity set up a nighttime golf. where they would lot like the they were like little fluorescent, you know, the little things you break on the outside of the greens. Inside the hole, they had a flashlight where you'd point up and you can see the hole. It was a hell of like, it was a smart idea. I don't know why it didn't happen. Probably because nobody wants to damn play golf at night. But we did it. And the balls, you know, when you dropped them the first time, they would light up. So you had a lit ball, you had a lit up hole, and you had the greens and everything were lined with some kind of lights or just to let you know where you need to hit. And it was 180 out. And I hit, I want to, you know what, I don't even remember what club I hit, but 180, I was probably hitting five, six. And I hit it, and I knew I hit the green because how it bounced, and then the ball disappeared. And I went running. I threw my club. Jeff Darlington jumped on me. Actually, T, my buddy Tremaine McCullum, he was there. We all jumped and started hugging each other and ran up and got the ball out the hole. 180 at night with a light-up ball in Coral Springs. And you're still smiling, Hawk, and you can go to hell.
Well, because that's not a regulation ball then. So it's not really a regulation hole-in-one. Because there
harder.
Are no light-up balls at the Masters. I'm just saying.
It's harder.
Somebody texts in a couple people. Lee Sterling today. Lee Sterling usually gives us picks in the 3 o'clock hour. He is traveling. He's in North Carolina. He was going to be on the road. And since the Marlins, Heat, and Panthers are all off tonight, we gave him the week off. So Sterling will be back on with us to give us picks next Friday. Let's get headlines. Are you normally an accurate golfer? Like, do you hit them down the fairway?
Well, I can drive to hell. Like, I can drive, yeah. You know, 300, but, and I can putt. My mid-range game is trash. Like, once I get inside 100 yards, I don't know where the ball's going.
Yeah, I wonder how many people can say that they've hit a hole-in-one and intercepted Tom Brady. Pretty good, pretty good athletic resume right there. If you believe that that he actually hit the hole in one.
Caught a 53-pound.
I have actual highlight of the Tom Brady interception.
Caught a 53-pound dolphin. What else? I've dove for lobster. I'm gonna write a list for you. I'm gonna write a list for you because y'all like to question my athleticism.
What do you have for the headlines, Solana?
The Heat, they beat the Lakers 110-104. We're still awaiting the results of the Victor Oladipo MRI after he limped off the court yesterday in the fourth quarter.
All right. Waiting with bated breath to find out.
47-inch redfish in Tampa.
Is that good?
4-foot fish? Yeah, it's pretty good.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know.
Overslot. Yeah.
The Panthers, they lost 3-0 to the Hurricanes yesterday. They'll play in Dallas tomorrow, 2 p.m. puck drop.
That game you can hear on 560 QAM.
Made 3 babies with 1 kidney.
Let me tell you something. If you're using your kidney in the process, I feel bad for your wife.
I told you we get after it now, Hawk. Me and Asia, we get after it.
Bring everything. I'm with you. But if you're popping a kidney in there, I don't know what's going on. Bring your A game. I'm all for it. Listen, no sleepwalking, but holy moly.
Diving off the nightstand.
Although a lot of people pointing out on the text machine, but you couldn't jump a creek.
Look at you haters.
I'm just saying.
Look at you, Solana.
The Marlins, they'll play games 2 and 3 tomorrow and Sunday versus the New York Mets. Tomorrow, first pitch, 1:10 p.m. in New York.
All right, very good.
Canes baseball, they opened up a 3-game series in Pitt today. They're winners of 6 straight. They're looking to make it 7. Right now, 1-1 tie.
Demare.
Yeah, 1-1 tie. Top of the 4th right now. They're in Pittsburgh.
All right.
Let's get to our Masters leaderboard update. It's brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers around the country since 1968. Justin Rose has been your leader pretty much all day. He shot even today, but still 7 under par. He had a 2-stroke lead against the rest of the field. And just a quick little update. I found out Publix has pimento cheese spread, multiple.
Yeah, I saw you. I saw you text us the pictures. So we're all doing this, right? We're all going to make pimento cheese sandwiches. I know I did this in November and none of us did it. But I'm saying for this weekend to watch the Masters, you go get a little pimento cheese spread, Kraft. I see the picture, a 5 ounce jar of Kraft pimento cheese spread. Pop it on some white bread. And we're going to watch the Masters, eat pimento cheese sandwiches, drink some funky Buddha, right? And pretend like we're there. Everybody in?
I'm in.
All right. Jimmy? You still in, Jimmy?
Well, I have to come in tomorrow.
I could bring you some pimento cheese, Jimmy.
I love you, Jimmy. That is because he's just, it's so opposite of Solana. Solana will lie about anything. Jimmy will be honest about anything. Jimmy. You could do it Sunday, too. Masters is on Sunday, so you could do it Sunday. Solana, you hook him up with the pimento and the pimento cheese and the stuff, and then let him, you know, whatever. We'll talk to him next week. All right.
As long as, Jimmy, just make sure you're not eating or opening up that jar in your room, because, I mean, your fan can make a mess of things. You know? Let's get to weather from the Exogen Weather Center. Right now in South Florida, partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows will drop to around the low 70s.
That's the greatest answer. I mean, Solana cannot lie easily enough. Like, Solana, are you going to do it, Solana? Yeah, without question. Like, Jimmy does not want to be on record as saying he's going to eat a pimento cheese sandwich. He's got to come into work.
Jimmy said, I got to work, boy. I ain't making no promises. I got to work.
I love that. Gimme Yimmy. Gimme Yimmy.
I love this Jimmy guy. Oh, he's stealing my soul.
That report was brought to you by Miami-Dade Technical Colleges. Start your career in 1 year at Miami-Dade Technical Colleges with programs like heavy equipment operations, marine service technology, aircraft mechanics, and many more. For more information, call 305-558-8000 or log on to careerinayear.com. That is your weather.
I literally could listen to that back and forth with Jimmy for the rest of the hour and 45 minutes we're on the air. I could listen to that on a loop. That was great. I have tears streaming down my face. Oh, my goodness. All right, we'll continue to have some fun here. Going to get that Kenjemi story at some point during the 4 o'clock hour as well. Wow, that was great.
Louie, y'all got to go to Lou. Lou Backroad Chevrolet. Check out the website, gotolou.com. That's GOTOLOU.com. Choose one of their great locations and search their awesome inventory. Two gigantic South Florida locations, Coconut Creek and Pompano Beach. Thousands of new and used vehicles in stock at both. And I've told you for years now, no one has ever and no one will ever sell a Chevy for less than Lou Backroad Chevrolet. You got to know Lou has the biggest selection of top quality pre-owned vehicles. Lou is really the used car giant. Sure, they got the Chevys now, and these Chevys are awesome. Y'all know I got my Suburban, Silverado. The Chevys are amazing, but they got everything else as well. Toyotas, Nissans, Fords, Rams, tons of highline vehicles like BMWs, Lexuses, Mercedes, Porsches, and even Teslas. Best used car prices inside, and nobody sells used cars for less then Lou Backroad Chevrolet. Every vehicle is inspected, and I'll tell you, if anything needs fixing, they're going to fix it and give you a beautiful vehicle. I'm telling you, you got to go to Lou Backroad Chevrolet. And oh, yeah, no credit, No problem. Lou has been around so long, the banks don't even ask questions. They know that they're going to watch out for you, and they can help you with financing. They're going to watch out. Lou Backroad Chevrolet, find new roads.
All right, quick break, and then more Hockman and Crowder and Solana and Jimmy.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
¿Quieres Coca-Cola? ¿Quieres un vaso de agua? ¿Quieres huevos rancheros?
Hawk and Crowder.
So the defending champion for the Masters is Dustin Johnson. And, you know, I think we've done this exercise before, Crowder. I've certainly mentioned previous menus, but the winner gets to choose the entire menu for the Masters Club dinner before the next tournament starts. And so Dustin Johnson was able to put together his menu a few nights ago. Here's what he chose. The appetizers were pigs in a blanket and lobster and corn fritters.
Ooh.
I like that.
Oh, DJ, get him, big man. I like it.
First course was a house salad or Caesar salad. There were family-style sides, mashed potatoes or spring vegetables. The main course was filet mignon and miso-marinated sea bass. And dessert was peach cobbler and apple pie with vanilla ice cream.
Man, that peach cobbler in Georgia hits different with them Georgia peaches.
I bet.
Yeah,
I bet.
Different.
That's a pretty good menu. It's a pretty good menu.
Heck yeah.
Right?
You got to always start with the meat. I hate when people say, the appetizers and the salad. You got to start filet. What was it? Filet and miso salmon? That
miso
already.
Miso marinated sea bass. Yes.
Oh, sea bass. Oh, my goodness. Sea bass is delicious. Yes. Dustin, hats off to you, Dustin.
Like that menu, Solana? Does that work for you?
I don't know. Pigs in a blanket, really? I mean, that's kind of bar mitzvah stuff, isn't it?
Well, but that's what I like. I like when it's, like, it doesn't have to be, you know, crudité. Not that I mean, just sounds fancy. It's not. Who doesn't like a little mini hot dog wrapped in a croissant?
Not you know? Somebody else is paying for it, Hawk. I want mermaid ass.
Right.
But do you want to have food that you enjoy? This is I find this to be so crazy. How many bar mitzvahs or events have you gone to where they have a little kids area for their food, and their food is much better than what they're offering the adults?
Yeah. Much more
I mean,
normal.
I know you, like, you, normal, right?
Yeah.
I know you. You like the adventurous stuff. You like to order things that you've never seen before on the menu, and I'm fine with that. Like, I don't mind any of that. But, man, I go to some sort of social event, and they've got, you know, foo-foo on a platter with a glaze, and then there's a little kid's line over there that's got chicken tenders and French fries and pigs in a blanket. I'm always wanting to walk over there and get that stuff. So I appreciate him doing pigs in a blanket and lobster and corn fritters. That's a good appetizer right there.
Give me the whale shark throat.
Yes, you know.
Give me whatever you can find that I've never eaten before.
Yeah, give me a little. I want a pizza puff. I want some. I want the basics. I want to eat the things that I like. You know.
Oh, gotta adventure out, man.
You're in the Green Jacket.
Go out, Solana, don't you like hit the like the kids line at the bar mitzvah because they have all the good food?
No, for sure. Sometimes, you know, next to your steak or prosciutto wrapped mushroom, you know, you want the chicken tenders, and I get that. But man, you're in the Green Jacket. You're around money. Like, give me the rustic Tuscan pepper bruschetta. You know, like give me something like that.
There we go, Solana.
Pigs in a blanket, man. I'm with that 100%. Big Dustin Johnson fan now. And lobster and corn fritters, that sounds delicious, doesn't it? I don't see that anywhere.
Yeah.
Any kind of fritter is delicious.
Oh, you bread up some meat and fry the hell out of it? Come on, man. Mermaid fritters. I'm just something good.
How's your cameo experience going, Solana? You know, I did a cameo the other night for someone, and they left me a tip. And it's this strange feeling of really having accomplished something, because I don't want a tip. But it's what a delight to get a tip on Cameo. And I saw, Solana, that you posted a new Cameo. I looked at your Cameo account, and I saw that you posted something. Now, what do you think, Crowder? He's wearing another sleeveless shirt. He's wearing a tank. It's not a shirt with the sleeves cut off. It's an actual tank. But you're doing it because I think we had just pumped you up, that you had been working out. So I think that's you're doing a little bit of a show. But how do you feel about your Cameo performance?
I thought I nailed it. I thought I rocked it. I also got a tip. I've gotten two tips in a row now on Cameo. Everybody that has requested a Cameo has tipped me because my Cameos are great. And yeah, it was wait time. It was wait time, and I had just gotten off of a monster pump. And listen, I believe his name was Paul. Paul wanted me to show off the guns, so I did it.
He asked for the guns?
He did. He did, actually.
Okay.
He wanted me to challenge his friend, who I was doing the Cameo for, to a bench competition. And I mean, let's be real. I would win that competition anyways. But yeah, and I did it.
Just Solana, just understand when Hawk and myself we're praising you because we're comparing you to the old you. Like, I saw Jimmy Butler in a opened up shirt last night.
Oh man, yeah. How about that?
Like, Solana, you're not on that level. You're just better than what you used to
be. Not yet. Not yet. I'm not there yet.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, if you want to hire Solana for it, you're talking about Jimmy Butler or Jimmy over 560?
He ain't never going to catch Jimmy.
If you want to hire Solana for a Cameo.
You got to move that fan.
You go to cameo.com or the Cameo app on your phone, and you search Alejandro Solana, and you can see the Cameo that I was just talking about, because I saw it on his account. You can go there and see it if you want. And so are you going to participate? Did you get the email? Are you going to participate in the Mother's Day price drops, Solana?
I plan on it. Yeah, I do plan on it.
All right. Because you can take 25% off your Cameos. You know, this is a great Mother's Day gift idea.
Right.
Would be a Cameo from me or Solana for your mom. Just think about it, folks. Over the weekend, just go to Cameo, search up Hawkman or Solana, and you'll thank us later. I can do the Mount Rushmore of mothers if you want, and put your mother in the list. How about that, ladies and gentlemen? That's a gift. Mount Rushmore from me and your mom's in it. That's a gift right there.
I love that.
All right. So do we know anything about somebody tweets at me. The tip Solana got was stop doing Cameos in tank tops.
I'll say, Solana, maybe you should wax your arms. Your arms are too hairy, man. It's not sexy.
What do we know about Victor Oladipo? Anything at this point?
Nothing yet. I haven't seen any update yet on Victor Oladipo.
And they don't play till Sunday?
Right, yeah. They're off Sunday, first of four straight on the road over on the West Coast.
They're off Sunday or they play Sunday? You said they're off Sunday.
No, they don't play until Sunday. They play Sunday, first of four.
You said they're off. I said they don't play till Sunday, and you said you're correct. They're off Sunday.
Sorry, they're off until Sunday.
I got you. Okay. I just want to make sure. All right, so we probably maybe won't know till tomorrow on Oladipo. I kind of feel like if it was really bad, we'd have heard something by now.
But why would they tell us? They don't have to. NBA's not going to.
No. I'm just saying. Like, I feel like it would start to burble out. You know what I mean? If it was really bad.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I kind of feel like maybe that's good news.
Yeah. I hope so.
Oh yeah. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, obviously we both watched the game yesterday. Solana, did you go to the game last night, Solana?
I did not. No, I mean, they won. So I was not in a
right. No, I was wondering if you, had broken the streak that you had put together. No, but you watched that last night. Did you have a little bit of an uneasy feeling, Solana, where you're like, you should really be handling this team more than, it was coming down towards the end.
Yeah, it's frustrating. The Heat, especially against these bad teams, how many times have we seen it this year where just random players off the bench are lighting them up? And yesterday, like, you would have liked to see them come out. No LeBron, no AD, no Kyle Kuzma. I don't even know why I have to say his name like that. But Kyle Kuzma, like, really step on it, you know, to beat them by 20. Show that when Oladipo, Butler, Goran, and Bam are all healthy, this can be a legit team, a title contender. And, I mean, look, they won. That's what's important. But it is frustrating to watch them just not be able to get away from these teams, stretch out the lead every time a team is coming back and putting together runs. It is frustrating.
Caldwell Pope. That's who kept them in the game.
Yeah.
Kentavious Caldwell Pope.
And it got to me. He's goofy.
Somebody texts in, Hawk, could you do a cameo for my mom in Spanish? Sí, claro. So, but
not just Spanish,
so,
though. French or whatever. Hawk got y'all.
Oh, any whatever language you need. Mount Rushmore of croissants. So last night we did a parlay, and thank God that it didn't come down to this. We did a Heat and a Panthers parlay. So we had the Heat, we had the Panthers, and the Panthers over. So the Panthers game was done before the Heat game. But what I had bet on the Panthers was the Panthers to win, which they didn't. The Panthers over 6 goals, and that didn't happen either. But the second leg of the parlay, you remember going into the game last night, it was Heat minus 9.5.
Yeah.
Right? And then you found out Kyle Kuzma was out. And so it may have even moved to 10. But I bought it down for us in the parlay. It just lowers the odds. It still would have been a decent payday for a three-teamer. But I lowered it to Heat minus 7 instead of Heat minus 10. And do you remember how the game ended last night? Let's say that the Panthers won the first two legs. Do you remember how that game ended? Because I had bought it down to Heat minus 7. I think it was Pope at the end. Oh, no, it was Schroeder at the end that just
Schroeder's
had
Schroeder's ass. He had the uncontested layup.
Yeah. He had the uncontested layup, Dennis Schroeder, and it cut the game to 6. And if that would have been the end of the game where they just gave him the layup at the end, and then Jimmy Butler, they inbound the ball to Jimmy Butler, there's 7 seconds left, and they don't foul him because it's over. Oh, my God, it would have been a heartbreaking parlay loss. Thankfully, though, the Panthers lost, so it didn't matter.
And you know what was also I got me hot was Precious missing those two foul shots.
Yeah.
That got me going, and then Schroeder's ass playing too hard. Yeah, I was hot at the end of the game, even though it didn't mean nothing. I was just like, come on, man, I don't like this.
Somebody texts in, Hawk, can you do a cameo for my mom and your terrible Irish accent? Well, of course I can. I'll be happy to do one as Bill Clinton if you want, but it's going to be R-rated, I'll tell you that much. Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
It's so good. All right. So I want in the next segment, I want to play this John Congemi story. I teased it all week. Now we're down to an hour or so left on the show. John Congemi, who you see at Dolphins.com. He's one of the Dolphins analysts and excellent broadcaster. He went on a golf trip to Augusta National with Dan Marino, and ended up hitting a hole-in-one at Augusta. And the story is wild. There's even a wild twist at the end, which is just like, it's almost galling to hear it. So he told it to us last November. He told it to us last November when they were replaying when they were making up the Masters. And so I just wanted to play the story portion of it for you. So we had some Dolphins conversation with him. We cut out all that. So we're going to play John Congemi's Masters story in the next segment. Really an excellent story. It's just a good, like, voyeuristic look at, just a regular guy hitting a hole-in-one, acing a hole at Augusta National. So we'll do that in the next segment. The Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs, thinking about something to do tonight or this weekend, the Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs are open safely for your entertainment. Cheetah Pompano is the perfect location, central to everything in South Florida. That's your South Florida entertainment spot where you can also be safe. Masks are required. There's multiple hand sanitizing stations. You can make Cheetah Pompano Beach your free lunch hotspot. Why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view when you can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day from 11:30 until 3? They do happy hour until 6. By the way, when I say free lunch, I know what you think. There's a little table, and they throw out some dinner rolls and some sandwich meats. That's not this. This is a full-on kitchen with chefs. You order off the menu, wings, salads, sandwiches. They do daily specials like barbecue ribs and pasta carbonara and seafood pastas and more. You got to check it out. See for yourself. You can always grab your buddies after work. Head on over to any Cheetah Club, Pompano Beach, Hallandale Beach, or West Palm Beach. Let them take care of you for the best happy hour and entertainment in South Florida. Like I said, happy hour goes till 6. You can enjoy $100 bottle specials at all Cheetah Clubs Sundays through Wednesdays. And if you want more details, you can always check out their website. It's cheetahsofl.com. All right, we're going to share with you this great, interesting story from John Congemi. It's Masters weekend. I'm watching the Masters right now. Justin Rose, 7 under par right now. Jordan Spieth, 5 under. Mark Leishman, 5 under. And they just took the leaderboard down, but watching the Masters. But this is a great Augusta National story from John Congemi. We're going to play it for you next here on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Boca represent.
Hawk and Crowder.
John Congemi, now everybody knows him from MiamiDolphins.com and the Audible and CBS4 with the pre and post. And I had no idea up until a few months ago. I forget why we were talking about Congemi. Why were we talking about him?
Oh, beats me, but yes, you learned a lot.
I had no idea that he was a college quarterback and then had a long, successful career in the CFL as a quarterback. Had no idea. Anywho. But then yesterday, we have Gino Toretta on the air. I had texted Gino in the morning. I'm like, you ever been to the Masters? And he's like, no, but I've played Augusta. And I said, oh, come on the show and talk about it. And he's telling us stories yesterday. And then he mentioned that John Congemi aced a hole at Augusta, which
16,
has to be.
And say 16, right?
Was it 16? It has to be. So anyway, we'll bring him on. John Congemi's here. Hello, John.
Hey, guys, what's happening?
Was it 16? Is that the hole in one?
Yes, it was 16. It was my only – I hadn't had a birdie all day. And it was one of those things where – you know, you get lucky sometimes, and I was fortunate enough to be really lucky on 16 to make that hole in one.
That's insanity. You had, obviously, like I said, I mean, you were the Fiesta Bowl MVP when you were playing in college football. Like, you've had a long athletic career. Is that the highlight of your athletic career, hitting a hole in one at Augusta?
I would say it ranks pretty high, guys, to be honest with you, because 24 hours before I was able to play Augusta, I had no idea I was even going. So it was kind of ironic. Dan Marino was part of the CBS broadcast of the Super Bowl the year Peyton Manning won down here in Miami. And I think Danny called me about midnight or 12:30 in the morning and said, hey, listen, the guy from Samsung backed out. And immediately I said, yes. I didn't know where we were going. I had no idea what was happening. But I figured it was golf, so I put my golf shoes on, and when he said Augusta, I went right to bed. So it was kind of surprising that I got the invite at the last minute, but it was spectacular. I figured I'd never get an opportunity to play it, so I better say yes, and I better put my shoes on that night.
And John, we talked to Gino about it yesterday. He played there too, and He said it's immaculate. Like, there's not one blade of grass off. Is it that damn exciting, bro? Because I played at some pretty good courses. Augusta is 10 times, 20 times nicer than any other place you've ever played at.
Channing, I will say this. It's the nicest place you've ever played on steroids times 20. There's just nothing. There's nothing out of place. There's nothing that's wrong with it. And you know, the day we played, it was, you know, beginning of February, so there was only about 4 or 5 groups out on the golf course. So, you know, Dan Marino hits before me on 16, and he hits a 7-iron, and the pin's not Sunday back left, but it's middle of the green left down on the slope. So he hit a 7-iron, and instead of the ball kicking and then just tumbling down to the left towards the hole, his came kind of back at us at the tee box. So when I got up, I said, you know, if I can hit it like, you know, 5 more yards, maybe it gets down close and I'll have a chance to make a birdie anyway. So when I hit it, it was right on Danny's line, and instead of coming back at us, it went sideways. So the caddies, you know, we're walking in there, obviously, and there's caddies behind us, and my caddy's getting more excited than the others because they must have action on all of us that we had no idea, right? So he's going, you know, this is getting close. This has a chance. It's coming out of the, you know, the shadows and into the sunlight, and all of a sudden it goes into the bottom of the hole, and I yell, but I swear to this day nothing came out. It was just like, ah! And nothing came out. My caddy's doing jumping jacks behind me. I don't know how much money he made on me, but it must have been a lot. He's hugging me. He's, you know, it's going crazy. So Danny's so pissed that his ball didn't go down and have a chance that he says, when we got to 17T, he said, I got the honors. That was BS. My ball should have went in.
You didn't even get honors after a hole in one?
No. He grabs the tee box. I said, Danny, that's bad, man. He says, I don't care. I got robbed.
That's funny,
so it was
man.
Great.
John,
the best part about it, guys, when I get in the clubhouse, now I'm figuring I'm on the hook for drinks, whoever's there, right? So we walk in, and Danny's going, hey, my boy made a hole one on 16, and whoever would want to listen. There's only about 6 people in the pro shop. So the head pro comes out, and he says, hey, listen, congratulations on your hole in one, Mr. Kangemi. How would you like to take care of that? And I said, well, wait a minute. I figured they'd shower me with gifts at Augusta, right? I'm not at any any course. I'm gonna have FootJoy shoes for a year, right?
Right. You're gonna get fitted for a green jacket.
Yeah, something. And he goes, I said, MasterCard, Visa? I don't know. He goes, Visa's fine. So it cost me a couple dollars, but I got a great shot of the hole with the ball and the scorecard and a plaque. It was awesome.
That is so friggin' cool, John Kangemi.
Welcome to the club, John. You know, I'm a
yeah,
hole
Crowder,
in one guy.
Yeah,
right?
Crowder claims he had a hole in one. No one really has
claim.
Proof, but he claims.
Actually,
Jeff Darlington has backed it up because Jeff Darlington was there. Is that your only hole in one, John?
No, that was my second. The first one was at a celebrity tournament out in San Diego where Max Fly put up $50,000 for a hole in one, and I made it on the last hole. I was
Get
playing with
here.
George Gervin and Stan Humphries. Yeah.
Oh my God!
I'm more excited
about him playing
Channing,
golf
got,
with George Gervin than Dan Marino.
Channing, you've got Jeff Darlington back and yours up, and I have the Iceman, so I'll take the Iceman's word for it.
He always beats me, John. Damn.
That is crazy. What a great story. John Kangemi, and again, you see him all over MiamiDolphins.com and on CBS4 and whatnot. So is golf your love over football? Is that your first true sport love?
No. As a kid, I kind of played every sport, so football, baseball, basketball. I was the only kid playing golf at, you know, 9 or 10 years old, maybe with 2 or 3 clubs, but I enjoyed it because my grandfather played and my dad played, so it was a way just to get outside and do it. So I ended up doing it. I played maybe a half a season my senior year in high school at St. Thomas, and then I always played golf, you know, when I went to college. So, you know, it was one of those things where I just love the sport and enjoy it to this day.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.